The O. Henry Prize is the oldest major prize for short fiction in America. Awarded annually since 1919, with a break in 2020, the prize seeks to provide a prominent platform for short story writers at all points in their careers. The winner's stories are collected and published annually by Anchor Books. The prize's namesake, William Sidney Porter, better known by his pen name O. Henry, was an American short story writer whose best-known tale, The Gift of the Magi, matched selflessness with love in a famously heartbreaking twist ending. In 1906, that story appeared in O. Henry's second collection, which he titled The 4 Million, in response to an op-ed in the New York Times claiming that New York City had only 400 people worth getting to know. O. Henry believed that the stories of all 4 million people then residing in New York City were worthwhile. After his death in 1910, Porter's friends created the O. Henry Prize in his honor. The annual collection was a community act that put authors at its center from the start. There have been 9 series editors shepherding the prize since 1919. I am the 10th. And the Best Short Stories 2021, the O. Henry Prize winners, is a relaunch, one that represents my hopes for what these awards can mean for outstanding writers of short fiction around the globe. We've made some big changes to O. Henry. The 2 most important are these. We are now, for the first time, considering works in translation, and we have added a guest editor so that each edition can reflect one brilliant artist's unique vision. It is our hope that with a singular guiding vision, the collection becomes an even more enjoyable and cohesive reading experience. We are thrilled that Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is our very first guest editor. I used criteria outlined by Adichie, both her critically acclaimed judgment and her subjective personal taste in fiction, to screen about 1,000 stories published on literary websites, in glossy magazines, and in literary journals. I read these stories while unexpectedly confined by the pandemic to my home in West Hartford, Connecticut. The same pines in my backyard providing the background for story after story that took my mind traveling far and wide. I passed along a hefty pile of stories to Adichie to judge. During this globally devastating year, Adichie lost her beloved father, and we deeply appreciate the time and attention she devoted to the O. Henry Prize during this difficult time. In November, Adichie sent her gorgeous introduction from Aba, Nigeria, where she had finally been able to travel for her father's burial. In it, she encapsulates her belief in the stories she has selected and their ability to spark courage, wisdom, and mystery in readers everywhere. The O. Henry Prize winners is a cluster of 20 glimmering stars, each a small consolation, together a small constellation. We hope you are dazzled. Jenny Minton Quigley.